With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Globally, cases of colorectal cancer are estimated to increase by 56% between 2020 and 2040 to more than 3 million new cases per year. That according to projections from the International Agency for Research on Cancer. Colorectal cancer, the term used to describe colon or rectal cancer, can't always be prevented, but finding it early can give someone the best chance of successfully treating it. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Colorectal cancer is the fourth most common form of cancer in the U.S. and the second deadliest. It most commonly starts as an abnormal growth on the lining of the intestines. Those polyps can eventually develop into cancer. The good news is those polyps can be removed before they get to that stage, says Aspirus physician assistant Sherry Hughes.
Regardless if someone has symptoms of colorectal cancer, they should still get screened starting at age 45. It's important to get screened. No matter what you think, as far as if you feel that you have a healthy lifestyle or you don't have any family history, you should still get screened for colorectal cancer.
Most colorectal cancers develop in people older than 50. 1 in 10 cases have been found in younger people, and that rate has been increasing. While factors outside your control can increase your risk, some lifestyle choices can also add to it.
The risk factors for colorectal cancer are family history, genetic conditions that can lead to colorectal cancer, and a diet that's high in red meat and lamb and processed meats.
Maintaining a healthy weight and being physically active for at least half an hour a day can also help prevent cancer. March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Wisconsinites are no stranger to PFAS, with it being found in water supplies in locations across the state. Officials say that the youngest Wisconsinites are at high risk of potential health problems if they're exposed. Dr. Sonal Chandratre is a pediatric endocrinologist with Aspirus Health.
Research suggests that PFAS negatively impact and alter hormonal system. Later in infancy, you can see that children can also be born with low birth weight, and PFAS can also cause tumors.
Chandratre says that it also has an impact on older children as they transition to adolescence.
PFAS actually predispose you to insulin resistance, obesity, alteration of cholesterol metabolism, and also affects the thyroid.
While you might think the greatest risk of PFAS exposure could be in the water supply, when it comes to children, doctors say the greatest risk could be in the wrappers of their favorite snack.
Just chuck away all of those plastic containers. Start using cast iron or stainless steel containers. So it's not the popcorn that is harmful, unless it has other coloring agents, but it's the covering, the packaging.
Chandratre says anything labeled water-resistant or long-lasting could be a concern. She says that one of the best ways to limit exposure is by cooking at home instead of eating packaged foods. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Advocates for Michigan's LGBTQ community call lawmakers' move to expand the state's civil rights laws to include them a victory that's been a long time coming. Mark Richardson reports.
The measure, Senate Bill 4, turns a series of court rulings into codified law, giving protections from bias based on sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. Tracy Hall with Outfront Kalamazoo, a community resource center, says because the state's Democrat-controlled legislature put the law on the books, LGBTQ rights can't easily be undone.
We had a court ruling, we had local ordinances, but now we actually have field protections in our state statute that do protect us when it comes to hiring and firing, public accommodations and housing. And these are big things.
Michigan joins 22 other states and Washington, D.C. to extend basic civil rights to the LGBTQ community. Most, but not all, Republicans oppose the legislation, calling it a threat to religious freedom. I'm Mark Richardson.
Recent warmer temperatures have made conditions better for area maple syrup producers to extract sap from trees, but the season is not out to as fast a start as other years. According to StormTrack 9 Chief Meteorologist Justin Lowe, temperatures need to hit 50 degrees more consistently to see sap run out of trees at the higher rate.
Yeah, I do a lot of manual collection of the sap, and I boil small amounts at a time to make the syrup. So if it's a slower sap run, that's kind of beneficial for me. Most sap producers, maybe they'd like to get it done in a week.
Lowe says the overall yield is not as likely to be in danger for larger producers, which may impact the price of their product. Those who prefer slower rates of production may see current conditions as a way of extending the season until temperatures ramp up. At this time last year, the conditions for running sap out of trees saw much less snow on the ground but cooler temperatures, which is also not ideal. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. More people are relying on credit cards for spending needs. Michael Welker is an editor with Upgraded Points, a website that tracks credit card reward and travel programs. He explains when the pandemic began, people spent less and got a financial boost from stimulus checks, leading to lower credit card balances overall. Now, persistent high inflation is causing many to use credit cards to cover basic household expenses. Welker says that poses a risk as interest rates rise.
You carry over balances month to month and interest starts to accrue. Potentially, it's going to be even harder to pay down your debt, and that's going to be even more pressure in terms of covering your household expenses.
According to the report, nationwide, more than 95% of people with annual incomes below $75,000 say they're feeling stressed about inflation. Welker advises using credit cards only when needed to meet basic expenses and reducing things like dining out, entertainment, and other leisure spending.
Be more mindful of your spending and figure out where you might be able to cut or trim back, find less expensive alternatives.
Welker adds consumers may soon feel relief as the federal government works to combat inflation, but only those who rein in their credit card use.
The Fed is still raising interest rates, trying to tame inflation, so potentially at some point later in the year, we finally start to see that come down to a more manageable level.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has proposed new regulations that would, among other things, cap late fees for credit card payments at 25% of the minimum payment amount. The agency is taking public comments about its proposal until April 3rd. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.